This is thunder like a cannon fire, lightning like being alive. Written by Grain Yu, narrated by Mistborn Hero, and performed by
Devil with a Bird Dress as Laffy.
Sabo, read by Orchata.
Robin Fye as Ace.
Rated for general audiences. Fandom One Piece. Relationship Monkey D. Luffy and Portgas D. Ace and Sabo. Additional tags for sibling content, the best kind of content, thunderstorms, me gesturing at the found family trope, yes, thank you, please give me a monthly subscription. Fluff. Summary. Ace and his brothers stuck inside during a summer thunderstorm. They are in the treehouse. Ace has his nose out the window to watch the sky, which is raining terribly, like someone picked up half an ocean and dropped it right on Mount Columba. Luffy is behind him somewhere, pulling back his fingers and letting them snap into place to hear the weird crack noise the rubber makes, and last he's checked, Sabo was laying on the floor, staring at the ceiling. Rain patters down. Tap, tap, tap. Ace's nose gets wet.
I'm bored,
Sabo says eventually.
Your problem,
says Ace right back, even though he's also bored.
I can make it your problem,
threatens Sabo out of habit. Ace turns around, shakes his nose and his hair out like the sun coming in from a storm to get Sabo all wet, and turns back to the window.
I see,
says Sabo.
Jerk.
Thunder booms in the distance like a giant slamming its hands down on a drum as big as the sky. Ace hasn't seen any lightning yet, but he is watching for it. Lighting's cool. Sabo complains about being wet behind him.
I'm bored,
says Luffy. Okay, now that is Ace's problem. He turns away from the window, for real this time, shaking his hair out into Sabo again, for good measure, and watches Luffy turning his head over and over in his hands.
Tell me a story,
says Luffy.
About how it's gonna be when we're pirates someday.
Ace grins. That's Luffy's favorite topic. But conveniently, it is also Ace's favorite topic, and Sabo's too. They've been over it lots and lots before, but that never stops Luffy asking, and it is not like Ace minds telling him, or making up something to tell him, usually.
In the future,
he starts.
When we're adults.
We'll have a super big and super fast ship,
interrupts Luffy.
Well, I'll be the captain,
corrects Ace.
So, technically I'll have the ship.
Sabo nods gravely, earlier irritation with Ace forgotten in the sweep of the story.
I'll be the navigator, of course.
Wait,
says Luffy, and he looks so heartbroken, Ace is terrified he'll start crying.
But I want to be captain.
Rain patters hard outside as they all think.
We can be co-captains?
Offers Ace, after a moment, generously and only a little begrudgingly.
Okay,
says Luffy, brightening immediately, and Ace feels something glow in his chest under the glow of his little brother's smile.
So we'll have a super big and cool and fast ship,
says Sabo, getting them back on topic. Sort of.
And we'll go all over the blue...
Ow!
Interrupts Luffy again. Ace tries not to sigh.
We gotta go to the Grand Liner, I can't be Pirate King.
I'll be the Pirate King, you mean?
Says Ace.
You're gonna be co-captains,
says Sabo.
that make you both Pirate King?
Ace stops in the middle of opening his mouth. That's a good point. Luffy frowns, though, like it makes no sense, and thunder booms outside to accentuate the look.
No.
He mutters dubiously, sticking out his lower lip. Then he dismisses the topic with a wave of his tiny arm and adds,
But we still gotta go to the Grand Line, not the Blues.
Ace helplessly grins at Savo.
Guess we gotta go to the Grand Line.
Guess so,
says Savo. Luffy crosses his arms.
Are you making fun of me?
Guess so,
says Savo, and he crosses his arms back.
Guess we are,
says Ace. He puts his arms behind his head, because honestly, that's cooler than crossing them. Luffy pouts so hard Ace is afraid his face will fall off. Rain slams down like a million really heavy ants walking on the roof.
You know, Sabo,
says Luffy out of nowhere,
I'm really glad your parents are terrible.
Ace's brain tangles into a knot. Luffy never talks about his birth family. Ace honestly isn't sure he even realizes it is a thing at all, except Shitty Gramps, who doesn't count, and he especially doesn't talk about Ace's and Savo's parents.
Why?
Savo says, obviously trying to keep his face neutral for Luffy's sake. Luffy smiles big and wide as the sea is big and wide and says,
Because if they were nice, you wouldn't be my brother.
Ace blinks. He notices Savo gaping like a beached fish, which is pretty funny, but he is too busy blinking to laugh. Savo opens and closes his mouth a few times, and then manages.
Well, I guess I'm glad they're terrible too, then?
Luffy keeps going like he didn't hear Savo at all.
And I'm glad Ace's mom and dad are dead, and that Shitty Gramps is shitty, because otherwise Ace wouldn't be my brother either.
I...
says Ace, and then he keeps blinking. He is pretty sure he's not happy his mom is dead. His biological father is different, and Shitty Gramps is just Shitty Gramps, but his mother should have lived. He realizes he's frowning, and blinks, and tries to stop doing both these things.
I'm glad we're brothers too.
He tries.
Weren't we talking about ships?
Savo leans over and whispers.
Coward.
Ace takes the insult with a scowl. Then he pointedly looks away from Savo.
We'll be the richest and scariest and coolest pirates in the whole world.
He says.
They'll put huge bounties on us. And the Marines will all run away.
Even Gramps?
Asks Luffy, wide-eyed. Ace nods emphatically.
Especially Shitty Gramps.
He'll know exactly how strong we are because of having raised us,
adds Savo.
So he'll especially know he has to run away.
And if he doesn't, we'll shoot him with our cannons,
says Ace.
Bam!
Says Luffy, shoving a fist into the ceiling.
Just like the thunder.
Ace laughs under his breath and says,
Yeah!
A gust of wind sends rain scattering in through the window. Most of it hits the back of Ace's neck.
Weren't you watching for lightning?
Says Savo. He takes his hat off and throws it into a corner.
Yeah, till everyone started being bored,
says Ace. Savo rolls his eyes.
You hugging the window is why we got bored.
Yeah,
says Luffy, which means Ace is totally unfairly being ganged up on. He makes a face and says,
Was not.
Were too,
says Savo. He gets up and moves over next to Ace, looking out the window so Ace swivels himself back around to face the rain again.
You better share.
I would have shared if you'd asked,
says Ace, as Luffy presses up against his other side so they can all see out.
Don't blame me for you not asking.
Savo opens his mouth to argue, and Luffy does too, But then they are all blinded by a flash of lightning that shakes its way down from the sky like a drop of water through dust, and anything anyone has to say is forgotten in favor of holding their breath.
One, two, three, four.
Thunder crashes.
4 miles!
Crows Savile as Luffy falls laughing on top of Ace.
Lightning's so cool,
says Ace's little brother. Ace has to agree. Lightning is really cool. And watching lightning with his brothers, where nobody can touch them or hear them or see them as they collapse on each other, supping and breathless, well, that's even cooler. But right now, Ace doesn't really feel like saying that out loud. The end. Thank you for listening.